We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Boy, there is a growing movement in this state for these Second Amendment sanctuary counties. And I don't think we've heard the last of it. Scott Wyatt is the vice chairman of the Hanover Board of Supervisors. And, of course, he is now the delegate-elect, the Republican, who will go to the state capitol to represent Hanover. And he's nice enough to join us this morning. I appreciate that. So tell me what happened last night. You all passed a resolution supporting the Second Amendment, but it's not a sanctuary resolution.
Yeah, good morning, John, and thank you for having me.
Of course.
And, yeah, 600 of our closest friends in Hanover County and close by locality showed up yesterday afternoon and overflowed air. The Hanover County board room, it holds about 200. They were watching on videos out in the foyer, and the crowd spilled out on the sidewalk in the parking lot.
I saw some pictures. Is that the biggest crowd you all have ever had for something?
I would say absolutely, because folks are so passionate. And the emails and the phone calls that I received prior to this are folks that have never been engaged in the process before that are very passionate. These are law-abiding citizens, and we all support public safety, and we all oppose any of the violence. When you turn on the TV in the morning, that's all you see right here in the Richmond area is violent acts towards one another. So, we support public safety, and it's unfortunate, though, all that violence just takes place right here so close to home.
But it's not these people who are doing it, and that's the concern,
that's right,
is that they might
vote.
Be disarmed.
So last evening our board did vote in support of a Second Amendment resolution to oppose, challenge to the full extent of the law, any efforts by any person, organization, or governing body to infringe on its citizens' Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from a collaboration and talked to many of our supervisors, all weighed in and had input on this resolution. I'm one of 18 that are going to the General Assembly, freshmen. There are 7 Republicans and 11 Democrats that are newly elected delegates in the General Assembly. And I think folks on both sides of the aisle want to support or do something that would combat the gun violence. And in my opinion, we should support public safety. We need to put more and fully fund public safety. We need to put more law enforcement folks on the streets, need to combat the crime that exists in our inner cities and surrounding, and get those folks that want to break the law and commit violent acts off the street. We need to deal with the mental health issue here in the Commonwealth. Heroin is, we see robberies that take place right around our area in this region in Central Virginia. And there, so we need to combat this and attack this by supporting our public safety officers. They're the experts. They're the ones that need to get these criminals off the street. Mm-hmm. And if these folks are serious about gun violence and violent acts, we need to go after the criminals, not infringe on one's law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment rights.
Now, you know, I'm skeptical of what motivates some Democrats to be so concerned about these school shootings and the office shootings. Nobody would wish that on a society or wish that anybody's harmed. But, you know, the old saying of don't let a crisis go to waste. I'm wondering whether Democrats are looking at this as an opportunity to kind of backdoor weaken the Second Amendment. And, you know, we just did an interview with the Culpeper County Sheriff talking about deputizing citizens if the red flag laws go through and say that deputies have to, or that the sheriffs and their deputies have to go and confiscate weapons. And then I've got people who are emailing me saying Senate Bill 16 would prohibit the continued possession of a variety of semi-automatic rifles and handguns that are very common by calling them assault firearms, and then would supposedly grandfather in some weapons, but they'd have to be registered, which would then open the door for potential confiscation later. You know, on the surface, these ideas may sound very nice and like they're designed to protect lives. But in practical reality, it begins to disarm the citizens. Are you monitoring the legislation that's being pre-filed here? Do you have feelings about that?
Yes, and most of these crimes are committed with handguns. Hmm. So is it really going to go after the criminal? If we fully fund public safety and put more law enforcement on the street, more visibility on the street, these folks may think twice of committing these acts. I'm a concealed carry permit holder. Mm-hmm. I have those clips or magazines that and those gun one of those guns that scare folks. I'm one of those individuals, and I shoot it as a hobby or target practice, and so many folks do. But what are these laws going to do other than restrict one's rights to have more government control over folks? If they were serious, they would go after the criminals and bring back, work with the federal government, Project Exile. We remember that years ago. Mm-hmm. That had an effect right here in Central Virginia with getting the criminals and fight and combating crime right here in the Richmond region.
You think the Democrats and Governor Northam in particular are grasping the magnitude of this Second Amendment grassroots wave that seems to be hitting a lot of the Commonwealth, maybe not up in Northern Virginia, but you know, you get outside of Northern Virginia and downtown Richmond, and people are mad as the devil.
I have never seen as many folks turn out last evening that turned out in Hanover County mm-hmm. for any other issue that we've ever discussed. They're engaged. And the caller earlier, somebody on your show earlier talked about elections have consequences. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. These folks that aren't registered to vote, they better get engaged. The folks that don't vote better. And these folks are going to be in control in a General Assembly for two sessions or 2 years.
Yeah.
They better get engaged. And I hope to see each and every one of them when we go in session on January 8th down at the General Assembly Bill.
All right. Well, keep calling us. I'm very curious as to what you're hearing and how you'll handle things, especially as a new member in the minority. It's going to be quite an experience, I'm sure. Scott Wyatt, who is currently the vice chairman of the Hanover Board of Supervisors and, you know, is the delegate-elect, the Republican from Hanover. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. We'll come back. We'll check the traffic and the weather in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.